Narrated Malik bin Aus an-Nasri. I proceeded till I entered upon Umar, and while I was sitting there, his gatekeeper, Yarfa, came to him and said, Uthman, Abdurrahman, Az-Zubair, and Sa'd ask your permission to come in. Umar allowed them. So they entered, greeted, and sat down. After a while, the gatekeeper came and said, Shall I admit Ali and Abbas? Umar allowed them to enter. Al-Abbas said, O chief of the believers, judge between me and the oppressor, Ali. And there was a dispute regarding the property of Bani Nadir between them, Abbas and Ali. Uthman and his companion said, O chief of the believers, judge between them and relieve one from the other. Umar said, Be patient. I beseech you by Allah, with whose permission the heaven and the earth exist. Do you know that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said, Our property is not to be inherited, and whatever we leave is sadaqah, to be given in charity? And by this Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, meant himself? On that the group said, He verily said so. Umar then faced Ali and Abbas and said, I beseech you both by Allah. Do you both know that Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, said so? They both replied, Yes. Umar then said, Now I am talking to you about this matter in detail. Allah favored Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, with some of this wealth which he did not give to anybody else. As Allah said, what Allah gave as booty, pay, to his Messenger, Muhammad, peace be upon him, from them, for this you made no expedition. Quran, chapter 59, verse 6. So that property was totally meant for Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, yet he did not collect it and ignore you. Nor did he withhold it with your exclusion, but he gave it to you and distributed it among you till this much of it, that is, the property of Bani Nadir was left behind. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to spend of this as the yearly expenditures of his family, and then take what remained of it and spent as he did with other Allah's wealth. The Prophet, peace be upon him, did so during all his lifetime, and I beseech you by Allah, do you know that? They replied, Yes. Umar then addressed Ali and Abbas, saying, I beseech you both by Allah, do you know that? Both of them replied, Yes. Umar added, Then Allah took his messenger, peace be upon him, unto him. Abu Bakr then said, I am the successor of Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, and took over all the Prophet's property and dispose of it in the same way as Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, used to do, and you were present then. Then he turned to Ali and Abbas and said, You both claim that Abu Bakr did so and so in managing the property, but Allah knows that Abu Bakr was honest, righteous, intelligent, and a follower of what is right in managing it. Then Allah took Abu Bakr unto him. After his death, I said, I am the successor of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and Abu Bakr. So I took over the property for 2 years and managed it in the same way as Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and Abu Bakr used to do. Then you both, Ali and Abbas, came to me and asked for the same thing. O Abbas, you came to me to ask for your share from nephew's property, and this Ali came to me asking for his wife's share from her father's property, and I said to you both, If you wish, I will place it in your custody on condition that you both will manage it in the same way as Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and Abu Bakr did, and as I have been doing since I took charge of managing it. Otherwise, do not speak to me any more about it. Then you both said, Give it to us on that condition. So I gave it to you on that condition. Now I beseech you by Allah, did I not give it to them on that condition? The group, whom he had been addressing, replied, Yes. Umar then addressed Abbas and Ali, saying, I beseech you both by Allah, didn't I give you all that property on that condition? They said, Yes. Umar then said, Are you now seeking a verdict from me other than that? By him with whose permission the heaven and the earth exist, I will not give any verdict other than that till the hour is established. And if you both are unable to manage this property, then you can hand it back to me, and I will be sufficient for it on your behalf.